So you thought the 38 Studios Kurt Schilling frittata was finally waning. The state was successful in settling lawsuits that clawed back more than $50 million of the ill-fated $75 million deal foisted upon Rhode Island taxpayers by then-Governor Donald Cachuri and General Assembly leaders. Law enforcement officials say they didn't have enough for criminal actions against the perpetrators of this disaster. Almost 7 years have elapsed from the 2010 deal that led to the bankruptcy of the 38 Studios video game company. But the torturous drip of document dumps and blame-laying isn't over. The latest disclosures came last week in a trove of state police criminal investigative reports on the failed video game firm run by former Red Sox pitcher Schilling. Much of the report focused on the role of Michael Corso, then a 41-year-old Providence lawyer and young power broker who was adept at helping business owners win tax-saving incentives. Corso's involvement led police to House Speaker Gordon Fox, now serving a federal prison sentence for corruption unrelated to 38 Studios. But documents and previous reporting make it clear that Fox worked behind the scenes with Corso to push this deal through the General Assembly by withholding damning information from rank-and-file lawmakers. The new documents show that the state police were probing whether Corso, who hasn't been charged with anything, committed bank fraud in helping to steer taxpayer-backed loans to keep 38 Studios afloat. Fox declined to speak to law enforcement, taking his Fifth Amendment right at the advice of his lawyer, William Murphy, a former House Speaker and noted Rhode Island criminal lawyer. This we know about Fox. He was desperate for money to maintain a lavish lifestyle that he and his husband enjoyed. Fancy foreign cars, flashy jewelry, and an expensive home on Providence's east side were all part of what he couldn't afford on his small speaker salary and faltering law practice. This we know from details released by the U.S. Attorney's Office after Fox's guilty plea on charges of raiding his campaign fund and taking a bribe from a Providence bar owner when Fox was a member of the City Licensing Commission. Those involved in 38 Studios may have escaped criminal charges, but their reputations haven't fared as well. Fox's lawyer Murphy's reputation was tarnished in the latest revelations from the state police investigation. Schilling, the baseball star not known for his candor, said that Murphy wanted to be hired as 38 Studios' lobbyist. Murphy has called that insinuation, quote, absolute crap, unquote. He's probably right. Murphy's a smart criminal lawyer whose legal prowess has never been called into question. And because of the state law requiring lawmakers to wait a year after leaving office before taking on lobbying clients, Murphy couldn't have been angling for an immediate client. As for former Governor Cachuri, there's nothing that would indicate he's guilty of anything beyond extremely bad judgment and arrogance. Republican Cachuri was about to leave office. He became governor in 2003 and had pledged to be the jobs governor. But by the time he left 8 years later, the recession had begun and the state was hemorrhaging jobs and investment. He perhaps saw the 38 Studios deal as a way to burnish his economic development skills on the way out of office. The strange thing is why Cachuri, a former banker, would ever agree to such a loan without Schilling coming up with more collateral and outside capital. Then again, it's always easier to make a bet with other people's money, in this case, the taxpayers. Hindsight's always easy, but there are lessons here. Sunlight is once again the best disinfectant. The secrecy and backroom dealing on the issue came home to roost for politicians. Then the statehouse crowd tried to sweep this mess under the thick carpets of the House and Senate chambers. What they should have known is that there would be a backlash. Back in the 1990s, the Assembly and then Governor Edward DePreet were caught in the quicksand of the anything-goes regulatory environment that led directly to the credit union crisis. After the crash of the credit union insurer, the Assembly convened an investigative commission led by former Newport Rep. Jeff Tights. The panel had staff, subpoena power, and questioned witnesses under oath. Its sessions were televised. Nothing similar was done for 38 Studios. When she ran for governor, Gina Raimondo promised an independent investigation, but she never followed up. 38 Studios has helped fuel government cynicism. That's because the Smith Hill crowd forgot an iron rule of politics. The cover-up is worse than the crime.